Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and welcome to part three of our Osage 4-H Ambassador programs. Today's ambassador is Braylon McNally. Good morning, Braylon.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. I've been learning quite a lot. I love these kind of interviews where I get to meet the people that are just coming in and getting into their craft and everything. So how did you get into this?
I got into 4-H because both my parents have a heavy background in 4-H and in the ag industry, and so they wanted their kids to experience it, and so I've gotten the lucky experience to experience it, and I've had so much fun with it. So.
All right. What is your area of focus? Are you livestock? Are you static exhibit stuff? What do you do?
So I do a little bit of both. I show livestock, I show beef, and then I've shown goats before and pigs, and then I do some inside stuff. I cook, I've done clothing, I've done arts and crafts, so I do a little bit here and there, so.
Little bit of everything. Well-rounded, we call
yes.
that. Outstanding. And so, talking about the exhibits and the livestock, we all know what season we're in the middle of.
Yes, fair season.
Right. So, do you have one to talk about today?
Yes, I would like to talk about the Overbrook Fair. It is going on in between August 6th through the 9th, and we'll have multiple shows going on. We'll have, like, the dog show on Tuesday when first happens that afternoon. And then we'll have Wednesday is a very busy day for 4-H'ers. We'll have the Dairy Goat Show followed by the Meat Goat Show and the Sheep Show at 9 a.m. that morning. And then from 1 to 3 that afternoon, our ambassador program will be putting on a line dancing class and popsicles for kids to come and learn how to line dance and cool off and have fun with friends.
Oh, fun.
So we'll have like 8 dances that they'll get to do and learn. And then we'll just kind of have a little dance party out in the arena. Sure, it'll be hot, but we'll have fun with it. And then that evening, we'll have the swine show at 7 p.m. And then Thursday is also a very busy day. We'll have the rabbit show, the poultry show in the morning. And then we'll have the bucket calf show and the dairy and beef show starting at 6:30. And then Friday is closing it off. We'll have the pet show in the afternoon. And then we'll have the livestock auction.
Wow, that is a full slate. Which part takes up the most of your time and which part is your favorite?
The one that probably takes up most of my time is probably the beef show. That's kind of all around. We got to make sure our animals are ready to go, make sure they're happy and hydrated and throughout those days, because that is a long time for them to be at the fair. And then my favorite part has to be probably hanging out with friends after the shows and before the shows, and just throughout the days and having fun with them.
And I suppose the line dancing and popsicles doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, no, of course. We love that.
So, being an ambassador, is this the first year you've been an
yes.
ambassador? Oh, so what have you learned that you didn't expect from this?
I've learned that I've known leadership is a big thing, but you don't realize how big of a deal it is up until you get into that position and be like, oh, I'm in charge of this and I have to do this. So it just opens your eyes to that you need to do more. And if you want something done, you need to step forward and do it. So.
And is that basically what leadership means to you? Is there an underlying facet to it?
I feel like leadership can be described any way for different people, but I feel like leadership is a way of showing that you are in love with what you're doing and you want to share it with other people and you want to get something done. So you do it so those people can experience what you have too.
I like that definition.
Thank
sharing
you.
What you love. That is a really good way to look at it. What do you expect to take away from being a 4-H ambassador? Because you're picking up skills that you can definitely carry with you on whatever career path you choose. Where do you think this is going to take you?
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of experience from this, and I would love to take it because I love the ag industry. So I'd love to use that experience to help me persevere and go through college and help get in the ag industry somehow. And so I think it gets into how it'll help me throughout the rest of my years in 4-H and how I can become a better person in the 4-H industry and how I can help out younger people and just help me when it comes to college classes and stuff and just help. So,
sounds pretty reasonable to me. Now, if there's, say, a 4-H'er listening right now who's been considering the idea of, wow, this ambassador program sounds really cool, but it sounds kind of intimidating, what do you say to them?
I would say go ahead and do it. Step out of your comfort zone, because I know that would be a big thing for people not wanting to be in that role and being out in the lights for people to know. But I would say go ahead and do it. It's so much fun. It's a way to meet friends. It's a way to get involved with your community in the 4-H industry. And it's just a fun time. You get to learn so much, do so many things. I feel like it's a great program, so I would encourage them to join.
All right. Well, let's get the dates for that fair one more time.
Yes, it is Tuesday, August 6th through Friday, August 9th.
And that's Overbrook.
Yes, that is the Overbrook Fair.
And hey, we're on the radio. We got a couple seconds left. Do you have a shout out you want to make to anybody?
Shout out to my ambassador leader, Joe Hedrick.
Good call. You might get an extra popsicle out of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us, and good luck with the rest of your ambassadorship and wherever it may take you. And good luck with the fair coming up. It's going to be hot.
Yes, thank you. Drink water.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.